Support for The Common comes from Davis Malm. Their tax attorneys take the time to understand your unique goals and find the most cost-effective ways to accomplish them, distilling complex tax laws down to clear choices so you can make the best decisions. DavisMalm.com. DavisMalm.com.
Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it. Because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Priyanka, how you doing?
Hey, Daryl. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, on to my question. You are a WBUR senior health reporter, right? But I want to ask you about blue envelopes because it's a big part of a story you're working on. So tell us, what is in these blue envelopes that are supposed to be going out to people? And why might somebody receive one?
Is it envelope or envelope? So a lot of people across the state are going to be receiving these blue envelopes from MassHealth. If you receive this envelope, it means you need to prove that you are eligible to maintain your coverage on MassHealth. So this is a pretty important piece of mail that people need to respond to.
Before we go any further, for folks who don't know, what is MassHealth?
Yeah, so MassHealth is the state Medicaid program. It's an insurance program that covers 2.3 million people in the state. And many people qualify for this because they have like low or moderate income. And it also covers people with disabilities. So it's one of three main types of insurance. There's also Medicare that covers seniors. And then there is private insurance that many people get through their employers.
How did we get to this place where we're sending out blue envelopes? Why is the state checking their rosters?
So this started 3 years ago at the beginning of the pandemic. And what happened at the time was there was a federal rule change that allowed anyone who got Medicaid coverage to maintain that coverage and not have to keep proving their eligibility for Medicaid. So what's happening now is those rules are expiring. It's been 3 years of pandemic. We're going back to a more normal Medicaid enrollment process in Massachusetts and across the country. And so what that means is people have to now start proving that they're eligible to maintain these benefits.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm covered by MassHealth and I receive one of these blue envelopes, what do I need to do?
Right. So of those more than 2 million people on MassHealth, the state already has information for a lot of them, and they can be automatically renewed into the program. But for hundreds of thousands of other people, they will be getting these blue envelopes in the mail, and they will have to respond to what's in there in order to maintain their coverage. Now, this will probably include showing proof of your income. You can respond to this online or by mail or on the phone, or there's also some in-person places where you can submit your information.
Okay. So you get the blue envelope. You submit. Let's say you submit your information and the state responds and says you no longer qualify. What other options for health insurance are available?
That's a great question. So a lot of people who lose their eligibility for MassHealth, they will be eligible for other programs. And the main program they may qualify for is a subsidized plan on the Health Connector. So the Health Connector is the exchange where people can go and buy insurance, but many people qualify for subsidies. So that's one of the main places that people are expected to go. It could be as many as 100,000 to 200,000 people who move from MassHealth to Health Connector plans.
What's the timeline for all of this?
Well, it's really kicking off on April 1st, so just a couple days away. And it's going to take a while because a lot of people are going to be updating their information. So the states have 12 months to make this happen.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
And we're back. Priyanka, how many people could be impacted by this process? What's at stake if we look at this as a statewide issue?
So the estimates are that hundreds of thousands of people could lose their eligibility for MassHealth because they have changes in their income or other changes. So that's a significant number of people who will be leaving MassHealth. As we said, they will still be eligible for other kinds of coverage. But there's concerns that, you know, people could fall through the cracks. And if they don't submit their information, they could lose their coverage altogether. And that's something that a lot of people are trying to avoid, but it's definitely a real concern. I've been speaking with people about this, and one of the people I talked to is Brenda Rodriguez at the Lowell Community Health Center, and they are working with their patients to make sure that patients don't lose their coverage, and here's what she told me.
I'm very concerned because the patients and community members that tend to fall through the cracks are those that are most vulnerable, those that experience the highest barriers to care. They may not have a computer or a working cell phone to follow through and fill out a form online, or they may have other barriers.
So obviously, if someone loses health insurance, that can be a real problem for them, for their family, and affect their ability to get the care that they need. If you step back, this is also a big policy issue. So here in Massachusetts, more than 97% of people have health insurance, and that's a really high number, higher than anywhere else in the country. Mm-hmm. And so state officials and advocates are concerned that this could dip if people fall through the cracks and lose their coverage. Here's what Mike Levine told me, and he's the state Medicaid director.
Universal coverage is the North Star here. We've come a really long way as a state, and we don't want to step back when you see people going through a transition like the one we're about to go through.
Hmm. So Priyanka, there's a lot of moving parts to this, it seems, right? People have to be alert to these blue envelopes, their importance, getting their information and everything, because, you know, their health coverage is at risk and being uninsured is not ideal in America, right?
Right.
So what resources are available to folks who may need help navigating this process?
So if you have MassHealth, be sure to look out for your blue envelope, like we've been talking about. Check your mail. Now, this could be coming any time in the next several weeks or months, so people are going to have to pay attention for a while. Everyone's not getting their envelope at the same time. You might also get phone calls or text messages if you are affected by this. But there's also going to be a public campaign. There's $5 million of state money going toward a campaign that includes knocking on doors, television ads, and doing other kinds of outreach to communities where a lot of people are going to be affected by these changes. There are resources available in multiple languages. There's also enrollment specialists at community health centers who can help their patients with their insurance paperwork. So there are resources out there, but as we've been talking about, this is a really big undertaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, Priyanka, thank you so very much for sharing this information with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Daryl. Thanks for letting me talk about health insurance.
Absolutely. That's WBUR senior health reporter Priyanka Dayal McCluskey. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you have any thoughts on mass health and eligibility, things of that nature, please hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok at WBUR The Common. You can also send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.